Coming up, Zappas.
Straight to Barbarossa, who fires it across. And here's Berisha! Fella slides it through. It's Lee Broxham! Game over. The grand final won for Melbourne victory through Lee Broxham.
You know, we wait here in Melbourne a long time now. We're standing with the trophies. We'll very deserve. The boys are incredible.
It's been a long, painful wait. Credit to you guys because you keep coming out in numbers and supporting us each year. This is for you.
We've been outstanding all season and everyone was expecting us to win. Pressure comes with that. You know, I thought tonight the players, once again, were outstanding.
Well, there's, of course, Berisha and Thompson and Muscat having a chat there on that audio. And Michael Zappone, of course, will be hosting the presentation at Federation Square for midday with the Victory players today. And I reckon it'll be jam-packed. G'day, Zappers.
Yeah, g'day, KB. What a great day it was for Melbourne Victory and for the A-League yesterday.
Well, we said maybe during the week that this is the greatest side that's ever been assembled to play A-League in the 10 years of the A-League. And really, it was... turned out to be an easy day at the office. In fact, both finals, when they've won combined total of goals, 6-0, just shows just how good this side is. And I mentioned today, a team of champions, but maybe that team of champions is a champion team impossible to beat.
Yeah, they were yesterday, KB, and they have been for the majority of this season, haven't they? They've been very, very good all year, and it was the cream on top of the cake today that they deserve, because Kevin Muscat's brought this team together and made some really astute signings in the off-season, and in the end, that proved the vital ingredient. The likes of Fahid Benkalfala and Mathieu Delpierre and Carl Valeri and Bessar Parisha have come into this side and have added so much for Melbourne Victory.
Now, what about Archie Thompson? He came on at the 89th minute of the game. Was that his last game for Victory?
Well, look, I get the sense that that story has another chapter, KB. I think we'll see him in Victory colours. We heard him very vocal last week talk about his desire to keep on playing. I think they'll find a spot for him within the salary cap. I think it means that he will take a little bit of a pay cut, but in the long term, he knows that there's a job for life there if he wants it at Melbourne Victory, and that would be the smart thing to do. He's proven to everyone that he can still play at the highest level. He's still a very dangerous person to come off the bench. Has got goals in him still. His body was good this year. He didn't break down at all during the year. And he'll be used a lot next year, whether it's as a sub or whether it's because they're playing more football next year. They've got FFA Cup. They've got the Champions League. They've got another A-League season. There's a lot of football to be played for Melbourne Victory next season. And they'll need a very good squad to get through all of those games. As we saw, you know, the Western Sydney Wanderers and how difficult it was for them to manage both campaigns. It's going to be a big challenge ahead of them.
Well, certainly there's a role for Archie there, but have they got enough money for Archie?
Well, I can't answer that question, KB. I don't look at the books. So what I do know is that he was on a reduced package this year, and he probably might need to take another reduction if he wants to stay on next season.
How'd you rate the grand final, Zappas? 3-0, obviously it was one-way traffic and they dominated the game, particularly with Bessart scoring, bringing up that first goal, and that sort of lifted the spirits. And then Barbarossa's, of course, and then finishing up with Broxham. So it was a big attack, Berisha, Barbarossa's and Broxham. But were you disappointed with the effort of the Sydney FC, or were they just outgunned?
They were outgunned. You know, Melbourne Victory came out and they came out like you do in a grand final, like you want your team to do in a grand final. They went hard from the get-go and they gave their opponents no time on the ball whatsoever. And Mark Milligan spoke about it in the pre-game and said, we really need to focus on our first 15 minutes and get on top of this side and drown them out. And the supporters did their job in drowning out the Sydney FC, and Melbourne Victory did it on the park. They suffocated them, KB. They had them in a stranglehold from the get-go and did not let Sydney into the game at all. And they were brilliant. They controlled the game from go to woe. And the goal that Bessar Parisha scored after 30 minutes was just reward for what was a sustained period of effort in that first 30 minutes. And the touch that he pulled off to set up the goal was absolutely brilliant. A striker's instinct. It separates the good players from the great players, that type of move that he did on the weekend, you know, that first touch and then he smashed it on his left foot and into the net for that decisive goal, which really opened up the game. And they brought him to the club to score crucial goals, and he hasn't disappointed, KB. He's been absolutely brilliant this year.
Well, it was a brave and bold move to go after Bessart, and the fact is that, you know, he embraced the club and the fans embraced him from day one. It was a great piece of recruiting. What about next year in terms of this Liston squad? Obviously, Archie may be a question mark, but all the other stars all signed up. So it looks like it's going to be a pretty strong lineup again next year for Melbourne Victory. Can you see any great changes?
No, I can't. I think it's a very very strong squad. There may be a couple of players that the younger players who are coming out of contract, and there may be some move amongst the periphery and some of the young boys coming through the system. But Daniel Georgievsky was the other one that I didn't mention, who was brought to the club this year and has done an outstanding job. And we've got kids like Jason Guerrier, who couldn't get a start towards the end of the season because Lee Broxham proved his versatility yet again by holding down that right back position, and he did a fantastic job last night again with that goal and the way he defended. So it is a very strong squad. Kevin will certainly look to improve it, but the only way he can, given his salary cap and his international marquees who are all tied up now, is by bringing in some young boys from the youth system, and because as we know, the salary cap is pretty much spent now. So he'll focus pretty much on the core of what he's built this year.
Zappas has joined us, always brought to you by Nutter Wadding Fiat and Alfa Romeo. Of course, Kevin Muscat, he's won the championship as a player. He's now the first one to win it as a coach as well. Again, an inspirational move. Last year when he took over from Ange, he was a caretaker coach and obviously did well enough from the, you know, give him their seal of approval. He's proved to be outstanding. And I've asked you this before. I reckon some people may be a little bit surprised that he was able to take over the job, because it always seemed to me in the background people had a lot of doubt about Kevin Muscat as the person to take on Victory, even though he'd been there for a long time as a player and also as an assistant.
Yeah, a really good point, KB. And I think, you know, we should make the point, you're right, he's the first player and now coach to do it in the A-League era. The bloke you mentioned, Ange Postecoglou, did it as a player and coach at South Melbourne as well in the 1990s. So some good pedigree there to follow in the footsteps of Ange Postecoglou, Kevin Muscat, from both respects. And you're right, you know, there was a big question mark over Kevin's ability to fill that massive role that Ange Postecoglou left early on last season. And he did an outstanding job last season, and he was still learning as a coach last season, and he got them to a semi-final one game before a grand final and lost in controversial circumstances. And he learnt from that. He kept Ange close to him as a confidant. He spoke about that during the week leading up to the grand final and how he's been able to lean on Ange Postecoglou, and Ange has been able to provide some advice along the way. But let's not be mistaken. Kevin Muscat is his own man, and he's matured into a very good coach. And his coaching career is young. And we've seen in different codes how coaches taste success early on, and then it can be a long road before you taste success again. I know that they'll be aiming and gunning for back-to-back victories, and they'll want that. But they'll savour this one, and Musty knows that there's a long way to go to get this type of achievement again in the bag. But what a great start to a coaching career.
In years to come, would it be in the back of his mind that he'd like to coach the Socceroos one day? Ange, of course, is, and I was speaking to Andy Harper about it, is absolutely outstanding, but there will come a time maybe when, you know, other clubs, maybe international clubs might try and lure him to their shores as well. So do you think it's in the back of Kevin Muscat's mind that that's one of his goals, one of his dreams, that one day he's going to coach the Socceroos?
Oh, I have no doubt, KB. I mean, he wouldn't be thinking about that today. Or he knows that his coaching career is just at its beginning, and there are a lot of other coaches that are very well credentialed in Australia. We know Tony Popovich has had outstanding success at Western Sydney. Having said that, you know, he's won the Champions League in Asia, but he hasn't won a grand final in the A-League yet. Graham Arnold as well, he's a long-standing coach who's been fantastic over his journey. And Musty will be in there now. He'll be considered at some point in the future. But Ange obviously has the coaching gig and probably has it for the next 5 years and perhaps beyond that, given that he's done a fantastic job as well with the Asian Cup win. So Someone like Kevin Muscat certainly has the pedigree as a player and now as a coach to go on to bigger and better things.
We may also see some new safety rules coming in for the stage at some of these presentations, with Frank Lowy falling off the stage at 84 years of age. Very, very fortunate that he didn't seriously injure himself. The reports we have today is that he is A-OK. He was able to get back up on stage. But maybe in the future, maybe some safety rules, I would have thought. Zappas, watch out today when you're on stage down at Federation Square.
Well, KB, I can tell you, I was there, I was sort of emceeing the presentation, and they took forever to put the stage together. It was quite a stage, and three or four steps, which in the end caused a problem. I think Mr. Lowy didn't see that one of the steps, and as he reached over for the trophy, he lost his balance, and it was quite high as well, KB. It was quite a fall.
Yeah.
It wasn't one or two steps. It was at least a metre, perhaps even more than that, and how he walked away unscathed, I'm still shaking my head. It's quite unbelievable. Let's not forget, he's 83 years of age, and he's very, very lucky to walk away without any injury.
And, of course, the skipper won the Joe Marsden medal. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, he was outstanding. I haven't mentioned Mark Milligan in our chat, but what a year he's had, KB. He went to the World Cup with the Socceroos, was brilliant in that campaign. He led Australia as one of the senior players, the Asian Cup, and won the Asian Cup with the Socceroos, and then lifted the trophy last night. That's all in the space of 12 months, KB. That is an amazing year for Mark Milligan. He's played a lot of football, travelled a lot of kilometres, and most importantly, rises on the big occasion. He was one of the best for the Socceroos in the Asian Cup final, best on ground in my opinion, and then best on ground last night in the big games. That's what you want from your leader, KB, and he's been brilliant, Mark Milligan, another player that was brought to the club recently and has delivered in spades.
Well, it's going to be a great day down at Federation Square today from midday, so if you're back for victory around town, drop by at Federation Square. Zappas will be hosting that. It'll be absolutely fantastic. And then, of course, the world of football with yourself, Zappas, and David Davidovich, back tomorrow night from 8 o'clock right here on 11:16 SEN, and I dare say you'd have some of the stars from the game as well, and a complete wash-up from what's been a fantastic weekend of football and a great win by Melbourne Victory.
They'll all probably still be celebrating on Tuesday night, KB, so we might have some fun with them. They might still be in the midst of their celebrations. Could be fun.
Better take a roving mic today. Good on you, Zappas. Well done, and well done to Melbourne Victory, and have a great day today.